Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay, so here's an interesting update. I got stood up. You know, it's the first time it's happened. I have to say, I could smell it coming, but still, I was shocked. Like, really? You're standing me up? I don't believe it. Has the earth rotated off its axis? What the fuck is going on? Anyway, this is a really interesting story. And this is, it's a cautionary tale too, because you always have to be careful in the dating world how you treat people, because you never, never know. So I'll start with the facts. So I was supposed to meet this guy, and you know, I was excited. He was tall, like I like him. I think like 6'3", firefighter, 6'3", 6'4", something like that. Firefighter. I think he was 37. Anyway. You know, we had exchanged a bunch of, you know, fun sexting, and, you know, I'm all excited to meet him, and we plan on having dinner. So this is about a week and a half ago when we were having some really bad storms. And so I drive into the city to meet with him. It's pouring rain, like buckets, like really, I mean, I'm going super slow on the highway, because there's so much standing water. Anyway, so I head over there. I get there, and as per usual in the city, parking is just fucked. So I'm kind of circling around. I'm like, oh my gosh, where am I going to find a parking spot? While I'm looking for a parking spot, I get a text from him because it's 8 o'clock on the dot. He says, I'm going to be 45 minutes late. Right then and there, I was like, motherfucker, he's standing me up. So, against my better judgment, I thought, you know what? What I wanted to do at that moment was just send a text and say, you know what? I'm out of here. You're thanks, but no thanks. Sorry that you're going to be that late, but I'm going to head home. But I didn't. I thought, okay, that's too bitchy. Even though I was 99.9% sure he wasn't coming, I thought, you know what? I will give him that one little fraction of a percent there. So I circle around, I find parking, which is blocks and blocks away. You know, I pop my umbrella. I'm trudging back to in the rain. I get to the restaurant. It's fucking closed. So I'm like, okay, great. This night just gets better and better. I look over and kitty corner, there's a restaurant open. So I head in there. I text him. I say, hey, that one's closed. I'm going kitty corner. You know, meet me in there. I'll have a drink and wait for you. And I don't hear anything. So I go in there, I proceed to order a glass of champagne. I sit there and I'm watching some lovely Italian movie playing, you know, with English subtitles. And I'm sitting there and I'm just waiting, knowing, you know, that, okay, this is going to be exactly what I'm anticipating. But at 8:45 on the dot, I text him and I say, hey, you know, if you're not coming, I would really appreciate knowing, you know.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show.
I hope you're enjoying this episode. I'm so sad it has to end. Are you craving more content with me? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Go even deeper with me on my private podcast. You get 4 additional episodes a month published every Friday, revealing outtakes from my super private personal audio journal, things said after the show, but when I'm still recording, the inside scoop on who's been naughty and who's been naughtier, bombshells I've kept to myself this whole entire time, things I can only talk about with a more intimate group of listeners, and additional surprise bonus content so hot it makes even me blush. So when you finish this episode and you're still craving more, please allow me to satiate you. Just head over to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and click on exclusive or click on the link in the show notes. All right, on with the show.
And so he texts me back, sorry, can't make it, with a little frowny face. I'm like, check, please. I get up, pop the umbrella, trudge back to the car, drive back, call a good guy friend and tell him my woes. And at any rate, you know, I'm laughing about it in the car. I'm laughing about it because I'm almost in disbelief, like, that this guy fucking stood me up. Are you kidding me? I'm a sure fucking thing. This, I would have rocked his little world. So anyway, then about an hour later, I get another text from him, you know, oh, so sorry. I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then that goes, this texting, him texting me with me not responding, it goes on for about a week. There's just a few, a handful of texts. One of them comes out, oh, I'm so sorry. I was drunk and I couldn't make it. Well, you know, that's a bunch of bullshit. Of course you weren't drunk. We were texting right up until the point where, you know, you were supposed to be there. There was more to the story. I don't know what it was. At that point, I didn't know what it was. But, you know, I knew that that was bullshit. So then just the other day, so this now some time passes. Oh, and then as things progress, you know, he's sending me texts and I figure, just to be, you know, I'm not responding. Then finally I think, you know what, just to be decent, just tell him, you know, that very respectfully, you know, you can't make it up to me. And, that's that. So I send that message and that's that. Well, then, just the other day, so this would be like fast forward about a week and a half, I get a message from a girl who says, hey, my play partner and I would love to take a look at, you know, she puts his profile up there and she gives me his name. And, you know, we're interested in, you know, in meeting with you. So I email her back and I say, hey, I know that guy. And apparently the two of you have similar taste. I already know who he is, and he did something very disrespectful, and I'm not interested in meeting with him. So she then proceeds to ask me, you know, sends me, just we're kind of emailing back and forth, and she, you know, reveals some information about him. Come to find out, he does not live in the city that he told me he lives in. He actually lives in a completely different state. I guess with his ex-wife and kids. I actually said, are you sure that's an ex-wife? And he owes her money. Not the ex-wife, but this girl who, you know, reached out to me. Now she is very nice. And poor thing, you know, I just thought, oh gosh, you know, that's, I hope you have other interests, you know, because sounds like this one's kind of a little iffy. And then she also tells me that I guess other girls, you know, have said the same thing about him. Now, I don't know, you know, this is all hearsay, and I'm certainly not trying to badmouth the guy, but I do find definitely, I believe what she's telling me. So it was quite funny. And as I end up talking with her more and more, I said, you know what, you're a super cool girl. We should go get a drink sometime. And then we should take a selfie and text it to him and say, hey, thinking about you. So the point of this story is, well, two things. Don't stand me up. Otherwise, you're going to fucking burn in hell. Oh, and two, if, you know, karma comes back around, you just never know. I just found this so interesting. I mean, what are the odds that somebody else that he, you know, sleeps with would reach out to me and then give me this dish, you know, this full scoop on him. And then anyway, so anyway, I do hope she seems very lovely and beautiful girl. Ugh, you know, she can get a lot of guys, so I don't think she's going to have a problem. But yeah, I hope, you know, I hope she cuts him loose. I mean, if that's the best thing for her, you know, I hope she does that. But, and I do hope we have a drink because she seemed really cool. Anyway, so that's that. But you just never know. You know, it's very important when you're out there, you know, even if you're just having sexual encounters with people, what any kind of encounter, you know, dating, whatever the context, to be respectful, because you never know. I mean, this stuff gets out about you and things come back around. I know, I mean, I know personally, there's times where I've obligated myself to meet with somebody that I really didn't want to. And I was fairly certain that I wasn't going to feel the chemistry. But you know what? I gave my word and I do it anyway. My ass is there when I say it's going to be there. And, you know, I have a good attitude. I'm ready to chat. I'm respectful of people's time. The one thing that I have no tolerance for is people who are disrespectful of my time. It just doesn't fly. You will not get a second chance. You get one chance. If you blow it, that's it. And, you know, and unfortunately, people are flaky sometimes. So anyway, I hope that as I move forward with this, I don't have more stand-ups. That would really, I don't know if how much more of that my ego can take, but it certainly, as the story unfolded, became more and more and more interesting. So there you have it. Be good to the people that you're sleeping with. Be good to the people that you're, you know, dating, meeting, and be respectful of their time. And if you can't make it, let them know ahead of time, because they've probably moved their day around to accommodate meeting with you, no matter what time it was. You know, they had to make that happen. So do your best to be considerate of others. There we go. Thanks for listening. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, you can email them to me at thecuriousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.